Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Tes Amud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura in Simon Shin Tes Zayin, still discussing trapping various animals on Shabbos or killing them. And we're dealing now with Sif Yud, which deals with more dangerous animals than what we've been talking about till now, various insects. Sif Yud, the Mechaber writes, Kol Chayav or Remes, if you have any sort of an animal or a creepy, crawly creature, Shem Noshchim, that they bite, Umemisim, Vadai, and they're unfortunately poisonous or they're very dangerous animals, and when they bite, they kill. So then, in this situation, Neherogim B'Shabbos, you are allowed to kill them on Shabbos, Afilu Ein Rotzen Achrov, even if they're not running after you. Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Mendali, what are we talking about? He says, Kigon, Kelev Shote, a rabid dog, Uchiyai Gabno, or other animals of that nature. And in the Sharetzion, Otsayim Aleph, he says, the Gemara actually gave four other examples, and therefore it's Lav Davka, this Chai Remes, this Kelev Shote that we're talking about over here, Dehu Adin, Bechol Dover Hamemis, Lefi Hamokom Viesman, brought down the name of the Vilna Gaon, it's talking about any animal that kills in that place at that time. The issue foot number 80 brings down, in regards to a person davening and he sees a shor, an ox, standing near him, so the Shulchan Aruch already wrote in Simen Kuf Dalet, Shemar Shor Hutam, if it's a shor that's not known to go and gore, but it's near enough to you within 50 amos, or if it's a shor muad, it's a shor that does gore, and it's even visible to you, Yesh Chashash Sakona B'Dover, that's already dangerous, Yesh Lahasik as a tefilo, Kedei Limona Mehezek, you're allowed to even stop your Shemana Esrei and prevent trouble from happening, from preventing the shor from damaging you. He says, unless you're absolutely certain that the shor is not a dangerous animal, in that situation only, where you're certain it's not dangerous, do you not stop your davening. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Memhei tells us that afilu borchin milafonav, not only that the animal is not running after you, it's just there, but even if it's running away from you, you still have the right to kill it. As wrote down the Sharet Zion, Os Ayin Beis, in the name of the Prima Godim, as brought down proof from the Rambam. And he adds, Vimei meha Rambam mashma, it appears from the words of the Rambam, the dafka kishiniru al koponim lafonav, that this animal that you're allowed to kill, even if it's running away from you, is when you see it. You don't have the right to go and search out such animals on Shabbos. This may be only true according to the Rambam, who holds, as we've already pointed out in previous Shurim, the Melacha Shein Atzrich L'Gufa Chayav Aleihem. If you're going and doing something, even though you don't need that item itself, but you do an Isser, so it's a Dover Shein Atzrich L'Gufa, the Rambam holds that you're Chayav for it. As opposed to the way we paskin Masha Ein Kein L'Didon, that's permissible. Therefore, if you're in a place, let's say, where there are lots of wild, dangerous animals, then in that situation, even according to the Rambam, you'd be allowed to go and seek them out and kill them. The Mechaber continues and writes, Ushar Mezik and other types of damaging animals, for example, could go Nochosh V'Yakrov, like snakes and scorpions. So B'mokum She'enam Me'misum, in places where they're not dangerous that they kill, so then Imrotz and Achrov, if the scorpion or the snake is coming after you, then you have the right Mutu Lohargum. V'im Lav, but if they're not running after you, you just see them, also, you're not allowed to go and just stomp kill them. However, in any event, avomutul darsum lefitumo, you're allowed to step on them as you trample them when you're walking, just stam. And even if you're, quote, just stam, you're walking and you step on the scorpion knowing that you're going to kill it, but as long as it looks like you just stam walking, that's allowed. El shemara atzmo ki'ilu eino mechavin. You have to make it look like you're not intending to go specifically step on the scorpion or the snake, and then if you do so, even though if that was your intention, it is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Memvav. Imrotzim v'chule. So l'das a Rambam, according to the Rambam, who says the mechayiv v'loch hashen tzurich l'gufa, that you're not allowed to go and do something even though you don't need the result of that item. So tzurich lomar d'hochi komar. So according to the Rambam, you'd have to explain the mechaber saying as follows: she'ein me'misim vaday. It's that these snakes and scorpions are not definitely going to kill you. However, elohu sofik bikuach nefashis, but they might come and kill you, and therefore imrotzim achrav mutar l'horgam. It's not definite, but it's possible. Even according to Rambam, there's this potential risk of life, and therefore you're allowed to go and kill them in this situation. And the issue foot number 81 brings down. And this is in a situation where they're not running after you, you just see them. They're just coming in your general direction. So then Shlomo Zalman says that it will be mutar lahargam even in that situation. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Mihu. If you hold the Don like us, not like the Rambam, the Sfir Lund that we hold, it's not a Nisa Daraisa, it's only Nisa Darabanan. So then in that situation, even if there is no specific risk of life at all, nevertheless, Shari, you're allowed to kill the snake or scorpion, because if they do bite you, they're going to cause and inflict pain, that you shouldn't be hurt. And he adds, V'davka Elu, it's the specific scorpion and snake that we're talking about, or something like them, V'chol Kiyai Gabna. Shemazikin Heim B'tivon, they're natural predators over here. They naturally go and attack people. U'nishichoson nishicha oketzes, and their painful bites are in fact that. They sting and bite you. Elishain Darkin Lahamis B'zeh Hamakom. However, they're not strong enough normally to go and kill you in this place and time. As opposed to, why are we allowed to kill these snakes and scorpions? As opposed to, Mashekim Parash de la'el, the fleas that we talked about in the previous sif, and the whole Rumosim Kitanim Kaigavna, and other small creepy crawling insects that aren't going to even be painful when they bite you to a large extent, the Alpha Akitsos and Lekatsar Kulihai, that they don't cause so much pain when they bite you or sting you, Bahani also Lahargon, those you're not allowed to go and kill. Avkishem Oksin, also even if they sting you. However, Eliyavrich may love, but you are allowed to go shoo them away, as we already pointed out. The issue for number 82 brings down. Umashma Shemutla Harog Tzira. From here it seems that you'd be allowed to go and kill a hornet. Kivan Sheakitsasa, because its sting, Goremis the Tzagodlo, can cause quite a bit of pain. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Shatzira Eino Nechsheves Kinocha Sheakrav. He holds that the hornet is not like the snake and scorpion that you're allowed to go kill them. But he holds it's more like the fleas that we talked about, or the flies and other insects, for also lahargo, and you wouldn't be allowed to go kill the according to Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. There's also the opinion of the Ben Ishchai, the great Sfaradi Gadol from Baghdad. Mishnah Berurah continues in Siv Katan Zayin. What does it mean, Lidarsim? You're allowed to step on the snake and the scorpion over here. You can trample them. V'ua din shekof aleim kli. You likewise would be allowed to go and put a container or some sort of a vessel over them so that they can't hurt you. The issue foot number 83 brings down. Mashma shekfiya sakli eina adifa al harigosim lefitumo. It seems over here that there's no difference between placing the kli over them or killing them just as you're walking. Albeit, he brings down from the Tila Ladov in the name of the Rashba that it would be preferable to capture them rather than kill them, because capturing them is not so recognizable as killing them. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Memches says, you would be allowed to step on them if that was your intention, as long as it doesn't appear like you're going out of your way to step on them. And the reasoning is, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufi, because again, you have no need for this dead scorpion or the dead snake. You just don't want them alive. When they do damage over here, so the rabbis, when that goes over here, that you're not allowed to trample them inadvertently over here and kill them, even though that's your intention, because it's only a din derabbanan, and the rabbis never instituted a gzeira in this situation. But you should make it look to anybody watching you that that's not what you're specifically doing. So the people shouldn't mistakenly say, that it's permissible. They see a big Talmud Chacham there, and he's stepping on the scorpion and the snake, so they'll say, it must be that you're allowed to kill animals on Shabbos. They won't understand and distinguish over here, and it could lead to a big takala that they'll make a mistake. Mishnah Berurah continues, he writes, however, omnom nemolim, ants, ushar shkotzim rumosim, and other small crawling creatures and insects, afilu derech ilucho, even through normal walking, also ledorsin, you can't go and intentionally step on them on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah continues, also laharog b'Shabbos simomis shikorin shpin. On Shabbos, you're allowed to go kill what we would call a spider, a shpin in Yiddish. And even though people say that it's dangerous when a spider falls into your food, that's a sakana, it's not certain that it's dangerous. So instead of killing the spider, just cover up your food and it won't land in your food. And therefore, you should protest that people are killing spiders. And certainly one has to be careful not to intentionally go and kill the other types of insects that grow inside fruits. Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Lo yushaf shep beraglog rok agabi karka. A person is not permitted to go and rub in the spittle on the ground with his foot, because mishum demash vegumos, because this could be mistakenly thought of as he's filling in a hole in the ground. He's leveling off the ground, filling in the holes, which is an iser of mash vegumos, evening off the holes. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Memtes Be'agabi Ritzpa, as opposed to an endured floor that the Mechaber is talking about, what about if it's a solid floor? Then that's Tluya Beplukta, the Simon Shin Lama Zayin Sif Beis. That's dependent upon a machlokas that we're going to see in Simon Shin Lama Zayin Sif Beis. Gabi Kibur Habayis Bimrutzav, whether you're allowed to go and sweep a house that is a hard floor, a paved floor of some sort. So Ayin Shom, we'll wait till we get there. Mishabur continues and says, however, Ule Ho Ramah, the Oser Shom B'chol Gabnei, but according to the opinion of the Ramah, who says it's forbidden to sweep it over there, even if it's on a hard floor, Hu Adin Hocha, the same thing would apply over here, the Oser Af Agabe Ritzba, you wouldn't be allowed to rub in the spittle on the floor with your foot, even though it's on a solid floor. And then he adds, V'agabi Safsol, and on a bench, Lukuli Amashari, then that's certainly permissible to rub in the spittle on a bench. Why is that? The Lo Shayach was the Ashvigumas, because on a bench, which is not the floor, there is no concern over here that you're leveling off the ground, filling in holes. I, the Mishbur says, what about Umishum Meiruach Gufa? What about smearing? That itself is an Isser. Lekal Mesa. The Mishbur says, that's not a concern. We don't aser it because it's called smearing in the spittle into the ground. The Lo Shayim Meiruach, we don't consider this to be Meiruach, smearing. Ela Kishin Mamareach Ezadover. The Isser of smearing, of rubbing, is only when you're rubbing something in, Agabi Chavero, one thing on top of another thing, the Kavonoso Shis Mareach. And your intention is that it should spread out over here, it should be smeared over the area. Avol here, in regards to the spittle, Kan Rotze Shiyah Nivla. You're going over here and intending that it get absorbed into the ground, not that it should get smoothed out and dispersed over the area that you're rubbing it in. This leads to a very important discussion about smearing in Dirshu footnote 86. He says, in regards to smearing some sort of an ointment on a wound, so the Chazonish writes that that's forbidden. What should you do in this situation? You're allowed to go and just place the ointment directly on the wound without rubbing it in. And Rinnis and Karlis Shlit explains, Sha'av Sheba Ofen Shehetero Lishtamish Berufua, even if we're talking about a situation where there's no problem of using Rufua and there's no Gzeir of Shrika Samamonim in this situation, it's not forbidden because of the concern that you'll make medication, and that's not the problem over here. And just like you're saying that there's no gzeira of shrikas samamonim, you might say that there's no gzeira over here, chashash meruach, that you might come to smear it. Nevertheless, Rav Nissim Karlitz says, mikol mokum yevefshir, if it's at all possible, roi l'shanos u'lahashlich es hamishcha k'dei shenis mareach me'elah. When you're putting on the ointment, you should put it on in a way that will get rubbed in by itself and not that you're rubbing it in. And this is also the opinion of Rav Ozer Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, Sheba mokum choli, for a sick person, she'ein bo sakana, but he's not deathly ill. Mutu lilchotz al hashvoferes, you're allowed to press on the tube, kidei lahotzi mimenu es hamishcha, in order that some of the ointment should come out and place it on the skin. Or, o l'tavtef osa be'etzba below l'morcha, or you can take a little bit on your finger and place it on the wound or on the flesh, but not rub it in. In addition, Rav Nissim Karlitz Shlita adds, Sha'av she'ein tzorech b'hachlokas hamishcha, even though you have no benefit over here from smoothing out the ointment, v'en hakavona b'mricha ela shetagia hamishcha l'chomokum, and you just want the mishcha to be all over the place, nevertheless, it's also because of this smearing over here, because she'itochein she'ein ritzono she is bala kol hamishcha b'sof haguf miyad, because you don't want it to get absorbed into the ground like with the spittle, all in one fell swoop, and therefore, your desire in spreading it out over here is that it should get absorbed slowly, and therefore that's an issur of meruach. He then brings down, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, mutu limroach moshcha al gabi aguf. You would be allowed to go put an ointment on the body if im osakein achshehi nivlas beguf ligamrei. As long as you continue to rub it in until it's totally absorbed into the guf. And he says this is from the Sefer Das Torah as well. Shemut Lasus Kane. You can do this. Al Koponim B'chol L'Shem B'Sakana. And certainly you can do this in a Chol L'Shem B'Sakana if your intention is over here that the ointment should be totally absorbed into the flesh. And this is also the opinion of Dayan Wise Zatzal, the Minchas Yitzchak. However, he adds, Shahosiv She'en Lahatuzos Ela Kishetzricha Hamishcha Lihibala Beguf Legamre Mimchinas Refuas. That's only if the ointment only works when it's totally absorbed into the skin. Because otherwise, Shilokain Hadavar Asur. Otherwise, it would be forbidden to rub it in. Sharivade Mashirim Gam Shichva Shel Mishcha. Therefore, you're going to want to leave a layer over here of this ointment, shenin nivlas beguf, that doesn't get absorbed, and that would be a problem of meruach. And he says, v'gam harbi pamim yesh b'shichva zu toelis refuas, and leaving a layer over here serves a medicinal purpose. And therefore, uboim kach lidei chashash melocha deraisa, that actually would be a chashash of a melocha deraisa, real smearing over here, and therefore it should not be done. The Mechaber now continues, and he says, you're not allowed to go and rub the spittle into the ground, because of the concern of mash v'gumos. However, abel mutar l'darso l'fitumo, but you can walk on that area over there as if you're just walking stam, she'eino miskavi l'mareach u'lahashul z'gumos, because you really aren't intending over here to rub it into the ground and even out the ground. Even though that will be the end result. You're walking back and forth over here, and that will be the end result. As long as that's not your intention, we permit you to do that because the spittle over there is disgusting. So just walking back and forth without the intention of specifically rubbing it into the ground, even though that's what ultimately will happen, is permitted. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Nun. Kilomar, the lefamim mibareach, the ikol lemecha shema yishkach v'yichavi v'yash v'gumos. You might have thought over here that since ultimately it's going to be evening out the ground, you might have thought that this is forbidden over here just to walk there lefitumo. Nevertheless, the rabbis didn't forbid this because it's disgusting to have it there, and since there really is no issa daraisa, therefore they permitted it. Sif nun aleph, shari mishum misusa. The rabbi said it's so disgusting. The Mishbur explains, even though when you're walking on it, you may actually intentionally rub it in a little bit. Nevertheless, the rabbis permitted it because it's so disgusting. Keeping the law mishavshev, heina the heina, since you're not really rubbing it in this way and that way, the law have psikresha, and by walking there, it's certainly not a psikresha. That's only if you're actually just walking over here normally. Even though you're obviously realizing and you're intending that you're going to walk on the spittle. But you're not intending to go rub it into the ground. However, but you're not intentionally go out of your way to a place where there's the spittle in order that you should step on it. That's not called stam walking over here. Ella, what can you do? You can go and walk over there and put your foot on top of the spittle without intending to rub it in. That is allowed according to everybody. Then he brings down Kosev and Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes, nowadays, the lack of the carpet berok mishum misusa. Nowadays, a little spittle on the ground doesn't really get people too worked up. And we're not really mockbit about it. Tzarech lizara, therefore, one has to be careful. Shlo yeshum shifshaf kishadoris lov. You have to be very careful not to do any rubbing it in while you're walking over it. Rak yatzig raglo al rok, but you are allowed to put your foot on top of the spittle, but make sure that you don't rub it in. Ubelecha yotzis min hapeh o min hachotam. If you have other discharges that come out of your mouth or out of your ears, these are definitely more disgusting. Vada ika miyisusa. And therefore, for those type of discharges, v'shari l'darso l'fi tumo, there, you're allowed to walk on them, and even if you rub it in, that's allowed. Then he adds, ubeves hakneses in a shul, afilu berok, even just spittle itself, not so disgusting, shari lidros olav l'fituma, you're allowed to walk on it. Then no agim bo cover, because that is an expression over here of cover for the beis hakneses to keep it covered up and to push it into the ground. Ukli v'el b'simin sadi sif yugimel, as we've already learned. And he adds, v'nira dafilu b'veis, even in your house, kishu merutzef, if you have a hard floor, paved floor, ein lahach min barok yosef yibalecha, one doesn't have to be more machmir over here, not to step on the roke, maybe you'll rub in the roke more than you would with other types of more disgusting discharges. That concludes Sif Yud Aleph, and with that, we conclude today's shiur.